Warning, this podcast contains vulgar language, controversial topics, and a dumb sense of humor.
So grab your globe, dial in, you and Kelsey might learn something.
Fuck you.
Where's the Amazon again?
Fuck you.
Enjoy.
You're not the master of this podcast.
No. Control has been taken from me.
I am the boss ass bitch now.
You're not the boss,
boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
Kelsey, you're going to get us.
I'm a boss. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm a boss ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't think we need to jump on it that hard, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have something to tell you.
Let's fucking hear it.
We've lost a patron today.
We did what now?
So, way back when, before the times of vaccines getting real interesting.
Did Australia sink?
Shut up, Reed. We had a man who got the polio.
He was
living in the iron lung.
Oh, okay.
He died last month! He was alive for almost 70, or right around 70 years in that fucking thing.
I did hear about this, yeah.
He died last month. Are you kidding me?
Damn.
Defied all logic of him living, and last one, he just died.
Dude, have you seen the iron lung before?
I've seen photos of it, like not like up in depth or close up pictures, but like I've just seen photos of it in general, and I'm just like, I couldn't imagine. Like,
oh my god!
Round of applause for you being able to just, you know, say, yeah, I'll continue.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's, you know, that just deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, I really hope that's at the right volume.
Yay! I didn't mean to hit it that time. Sorry, everyone.
Kelsey's... Yeah, we
this is probably
going to
be a button episode, so I'm sorry in advance.
So if it's really concocted funny and it sounds weird, that's because we had to change a bunch of the volumes.
It's because I'm a boss.
Because I left Kelsey to... in charge of this.
Yeah,
so
he told me, he's like, well, you find the stuff and you put it on there and then you do the stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Well, she is very excited about the buttons.
I am.
So she's got a bunch that she's going to throw at you.
Yeah.
For the future.
I will. I honestly hate those people that like overdo it with like sound effects and stuff. I really do. I really think it's so annoying. But like, I feel like I have the best ones and like... you're just gonna love them. But let's take it back here for a second. So my man in the iron lung,
oh,
for real, he
word.
Just died. That's so sad. You poor man.
Oh yeah, he was poor in the first place. Yeah.
I think he got polio when he was like 7 or 8 years old.
I think I would have probably...
I think he lived to 77.
I'd have kicked the can a long time ago, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Don't quote me on that, by the way. Go look it up yourself. But, and let's be real. This is weird because SpongeBob showed the iron lung in many different ways. Many different episodes. Like, there was, like, you know, the butt episode where he's got, like, his butt in the iron lung,
uh-huh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, you're going to have an iron butt, you know? Like, I don't...
Yeah, of
course.
But
he was just stuck there, and I was like, interesting. And then, you know, you got Mrs. Puff in the iron lung at some point, and you got SpongeBob himself in the iron lung at one point. What the heck? What the heck's going on? And, you know, watching that stuff as a kid, I really thought it was just like some, like, wasn't it like a laugh box they were worried about or some shit? I don't even know. But they were worried about something being broken, and you can't be fixed, and, you know, you're gonna get sent to the iron lung, and I'm like, thinking this is like some... you know, made up just like the boogeyman type shit, you know? But
no,
it's for real.
Yeah,
They're putting it
thing.
In SpongeBob many times. Like, what are you trying to teach children?
Dude, if anybody wants to know some SpongeBob conspiracies, you just let me
well,
know.
I'm just curious
got,
if they
I've
were, like, genuinely
couple.
Trying to, like, bring it to kids' attention. Like, hey, there's other people living in this. Or if, like, they have some, like, hidden darker either meaning of just, like... darker meaning or just like making fun of people. I don't know. I really don't know.
Probably the latter. Because, you know, it was,
yeah,
it was cool to make fun of people back in the day.
It really was. But, you know, we don't take part in that anymore.
No, we are good faithful folks around here. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff.
If we're laughing, we're laughing at ourselves.
Yeah.
Or me.
We're laughing at ourselves. Cause...
What the fuck did you get on your sweatshirt?
Oh, well, you see, I was punting babies today.
Reed, you're going to get fired.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I already did.
Touch it on a sword. Stop it.
Already did. Yeah, today marks day one of me being jobless.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Means full-time podcast, right, Kelsey?
Yeah, I don't need my laptop anymore.
4 days a week, me and you are recording.
Are you... Okay, just because you lost your job does not mean I lost either of mine.
God,
so.
You're so late. See, I tried for you. Yeah. All right, I tried for all of you.
Well, no, but
Kelsey's
that means that you
out.
Can edit all of them. I no longer have to. And you can also find my topics for me.
That is not the deal that we agreed upon.
Well... If we made money, it would be.
And I said, how much? I said, a lot. Okay.
Well, it's a lot more than you're making off of your job.
No, it's not. We're not making anything.
Well.
And I'm making more off of my job right now than I am at the podcast.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Anyways, that's what I had to talk about before this episode. So, cue the intro.
Cue the intro.
Cryptic Crossroads Podcast. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Episode 4.
Is it really episode 4?
Let's see.
Yeah, it is.
I did the first one. You did the second one. I did the third. Yeah, so,
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, a little bit of math there. And now yeah. We've arrived. Yeah, episode 4.
Episode 4, and we are going to take you across the ocean.
The globe.
We're going like halfway around the world almost.
Overseas.
Going to Africa.
I thought you were
going to
say Haiti,
place.
And I'm like, whoa, bro.
Yeah, that's not very far away.
From Africa?
From us.
So I thought that was either an Asian something, or it was kind of next to Africa, but like maybe like more kind of like a Madagascar type situation where it's just a bunch of little lava rocks.
A lot of rocks.
Lava rocks.
Ah, yeah.
You know?
No.
Well,
it's not.
I've been mistaken.
Yeah, it happens.
It's like the first time forever.
Kelsey is
what?
Not, Kelsey is not a topographer. The people, the maps, the mapalographers.
Well, you know what? I try.
Yeah, I can tell because you've got this brain and it like comes up with this idea, even though the idea is usually way off.
It's like trying to find, you know, something. It's like trying to find a maggot in a ball of yarn.
Okay. Is that like kind of easy, but... You know,
well, you know,
whatever.
The other day I was going through these balls of yarn and I found like, well, it wasn't a maggot, but it was like one of those like little baby centipedes or something, you know?
Blech.
And I was like, oh, but I was just thinking, what would be found in yarn? And maggot was the only bug I could think of like the name of that was kind of like wormish, so.
But anyway, we're going to Africa.
Wait, it's in Africa?
What's in Africa?
Haiti.
No.
Oh.
We're not going to Haiti. That was your concept.
Oh, I thought you said Haiti. No. Wow. The more you learn.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to Africa. We're going to Nigeria.
That's at the top.
It's in the upper part. Yeah.
Whoa! I really thought I was wrong.
It's, it's along the little curve.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at me.
Not the curve at the top, the curve on the left side. But
watching Naked and Afraid is really getting me good.
Is it?
I'm really learning geography here.
Is that? Yeah, I can tell.
One season at a time.
Very impressed. Have you heard?
Me fart? No.
See, you got to be more on top of these buttons, Kelsey.
I've been trying to think of when they could fit.
You probably thought that was funny, didn't you?
Well, the fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I bet you did.
So, I mean, if I was going to play one, I probably would have went,
A few moments later.
You know, just laughing about a fart jokes.
Jesus. All right. Anyway, so there's a group in Africa, okay?
Yes, me.
They're called the Hyena Men.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about these people?
No.
Can you give me your idea on what you think that they do?
Well,
just off the top of your head hearing their names.
Off the top of my head, when you say Hyena Man, I think of the dingoes that are in Australia. I don't know why. This is what I thought, okay? The dingoes, you know, they're wild stray dogs, you know, that pack up and then fucking devour everybody and everything. So I was thinking, you know, something like that, but, well, I was thinking the dingoes until I started saying dingoes. I thought they were in Africa, but I guess they're on Australia because, you know, I know that, just not always completely. So I'm assuming hyena wranglers? Wrestlers? They wrestle them. It's like WWE hyena out there.
You were closer with wranglers, okay? Oh. So they go about capturing hyenas and raising them as
pets?
Quote-unquote pets. Well, we'll get into it, okay?
This is like snail wrestling.
This is what?
Anyways.
Anyway, so these, I don't know, this was an ancient culture thing, I guess, in the Nigerian people.
Me too.
This specific little tribe of theirs or whatever.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
You know what? There's some weird stuff going on over there.
Are you talking about in your head or are you talking about in Africa?
No, some of the old tribes over there, they got some weird, to me, weird stuff, you know?
Dude.
Traditions. There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. The fucking... There are still tribes that, like, haven't seen other people before. Is that, like, blow your mind? And that would
There's
be...
There's places that you're not allowed to go to because you'd get murdered if you set foot on their island.
Yeah. Especially the Amazon. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Crazy.
And Kelsey knows where that is now. So, check mark number two.
South America.
There you go.
Had to think about it.
That's so awesome. But imagine this. You're walking around town. You're going through the, I guess they're probably not really towns, villages of Africa. And then you see this group of dudes in the middle of the street.
Yep.
With a crowd of people around them.
Absolutely.
Playing with their hyenas.
You're pissing off editing me right now.
Oh, you're editing this. Oh, fantastic. It means I'm going to take extra pauses.
Not anymore.
Anyway.
So there's a group of dudes playing with hyenas in the street?
Yes.
Like
so,
with fetch?
No.
Oh.
No. See, they do what Steve Irwin used to do. You know, the kind of stuff where you'd like open an alligator's mouth and put your head inside kind of thing. Except they do that with a hyena.
Gotcha. But not the same bite force, by the way.
No. Ooh. No, you've got a much better chance to get away from a hyena. But they also capture baboons and some kind of, I think, poisonous snake.
Lovely.
I don't quite recall the kind of snake. Some kind of python. Anyway.
Interesting.
And yeah, they like open the mouth of the python.
Right.
And then they put the fucking python's head in their mouth.
Oh my god.
And then they just pull it back out and they're totally chill. And then, I guess, they play with the baboons. I don't actually know. They're kind of like little circus monkeys, you know? This is pretty much...
This is Africa's
an African circus.
Interesting.
Yeah. And at the end of the show, they sell potions. Like witches.
Do they have like a just a big pot they just brew in? And they're just like pulling the shit out their ass and just handing it out. What currency do they want? Is it money?
Well, I'm.
Do they need more baboons?
They do. They do take quite a bit of money, and actually,
<I'm> sorry. I don't know if you heard it, but that's really loud.
You have a problem.
I know. I don't even know what I ate.
Did you eat a piece of pizza while you were downstairs?
I did.
That's probably it.
That's a lot of cheese.
Lots of cheese, lots of grease.
I tooted.
You don't need to tell them. Good job.
Thank you.
So, anyway, they sell potions. I don't exactly know what these potions are, but they sell potions, and people buy them because it's a circus, and you buy stuff at the circus. It's just, you know, you have to.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I went to the circus one time. They're like, you need to ride an elephant. I'm like, I have to.
It's a must.
Sign me up.
Like, it's something that you just have to do.
You let me climb this 40-foot ladder and hop on top of him.
But the surprising thing is, it's not so much like the tourist people that watch this show. It's the actual villagers that love this shit.
Oh, really?
They just fucking love that shit.
I mean, maybe they don't have a lot of, you know, outside sources of tourism. Networks to watch or something.
Well, you know.
Are TVs everywhere? Are their villages big enough? Do they have Ethernet cables?
Wow.
In a hut.
You are asking some crazy questions.
I really don't know. I don't know what level of poverty the rest of the world is living in. And I, you know, am very privileged.
Well, obviously it would depend on what parts of
right.
the different countries you're going to.
But I'm just assuming that there's probably at least some places that just don't have entertainment.
I'm assuming most of Africa is like that.
24 hours. A day available.
Yeah.
So
I'd be
out there watching.
And obviously if you're going into hyena dens to capture their pups and stuff, you're probably
they don't steal the puppies.
Yeah. They're not gonna put their head in a male adult fucking hyena's mouth. Are you insane? It's not an alligator. It's not gonna wait until
dude. But they are doing this.
What do you mean?
You can't just one generation
tame a fucking hyena. What are you talking about?
If they're putting their fucking head in a hyena's mouth at all, and they're just stealing the pups, that's still first generation
out of the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't
but
tame
here's
one
the thing.
Generation.
You can. Okay. You're confusing a couple words here. Okay. You're confusing tame and domesticated. They are not domesticated. They are tamed. They are tamed.
To a point, you can't tame a wild beast.
You can't get some of their necessary mental traits out. You can think you tamed them. You're right.
But they wild.
Yes.
Hey, Reed.
What?
Wild.
I understand what you're saying.
Wilderness.
I understand what you're saying, but if you take one of the tamed ones that they have versus a random one that just got its meal stolen from a male lion, the one that just got his meal stolen from a male lion because he's had to live this way the whole life, you know, he's probably going to bite your head if you put it in his mouth.
Well, no shit. If I was the puppy, I'd still bite his head for opening my mouth.
If you're a puppy and you bit his head, he'd slap the shit out of you. That's another thing.
If he was a grown adult, he would still get the shit slapped out of him.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that is one of the things that I was going to get into.
Okay,
like,
you can get into it.
Some people are not so happy about this.
Well, yeah. No. No.
Wow. Look at you.
I know.
You almost had it. You fucked up a little bit.
I did fuck up a little bit. I want you to edit this episode. I
don't want to edit this one. But, yeah. There are some people that are not so very happy with this because they're not nice.
Yeah. PETA, where you at?
When they are, you know, taming these. Especially to the baboons. I guess the baboons are kind of...
Have you heard what they say about baboons?
Have I heard what they say about baboons? You're going to have to educate me, Kelsey.
I'm not educating you. I'm just going to tell you that they're an extremely wild animal that should not be played with. Period.
Isn't that most of the wild animals?
Well, yeah, but like primates and carnivores, they're just not... They're not who you want to play with, Reed.
Yeah.
I didn't know how else to group that.
So, you are extremely right, because apparently, because primates are, like, in the top percent of smartest beings on the planet,
yeah.
They have emotions and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and fears and stuff, that when they get too excited or they get nervous or something like that, they become, you know... feral, if you will.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, the same part of your brain that senses, like, cuteness and stuff also senses, like, anger and aggression and stuff. So, like, if you think something is too cute, like, little kids, if they see a baby bunny or something, they might pop its fucking head off because they just get so excited.
Those kids that, like, squeeze the fucking...
They get so excited
fucking...
that they, you know, use aggression towards it. They're not trying to. It's just like...
Like hugging the life out of this new puppy.
Yeah. Like, so you take an animal, like a fucking primate that just doesn't get it. Like, that's all acceptable behavior. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing like saying like, no, you shouldn't do that. So they just go. So, yeah, no, you ain't catching me in the jungle. I ain't going under them baboon colonies. You kidding me?
Oh my God, if you ran into a pack of baboons, you are so fucked.
You are so dead. I would rather
honestly
be sitting across from a lion.
Yeah, at least the lion would kill you fast.
Well, especially if it was a male lion. I'm just saying. He's not hunting.
If it was a pack of lions, you might be in trouble.
If it was a female lion, solo, I'd be shitting my pants. But
well, no. If it's just one lion, you're probably a lot safer because they'll go for your neck. If it's a pack of lions, then one might go for your neck, but another one's going to go for your leg. Another one's going to go for you. That might be a lot slower.
But I'm just saying, like, the female lions do the hunting. The male lions are just like, well, I'm in charge.
But they are severely more powerful.
I'm just saying, I watched this last season of Naked and Afraid XL, and there's multiple videos of them literally, like, a pond away from lions, and the lions were just laying there watching them. They didn't give two shits.
Yeah, I think for a male lion, it's if you get too close to his territory, mm-hmm. or not so much his territory, but...
Which I'm just saying, they didn't zoom in, and you could still see... Both of the lions just laying there. So, like, they're pretty damn close. I'm like, yeah, there's no way I would feel comfortable doing that. But, like, you guys go right ahead for my entertainment.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. But anyway, I was going somewhere. Yeah, PETA needs to get involved. I mean, really.
Get out there, dude. Do something.
But, I mean, the same goes on in
circuses.
American circuses. So.
Oh, my God, yeah. Awful.
Yeah.
Like, I love going, but I hate going at the same time. I'm like, I'm a horrible person. Same for zoos. I'm like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be putting my money into this thing, but I'm like, I want to see the wilderness in captivity.
Yeah. God.
What is wrong with us? We're so fucked.
Yeah. But... To get their kids, because this is like a clan of people or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they just give the kid a potion and toss
them...
The
baby hyena?
No, they give their children a potion and toss them in with hyenas and baboons and snakes and stuff. Just to get them used to it, you know? Yeah, that was another thing I thought was slightly interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's the first thing I think of when I'm thinking about giving birth to a child.
Yeah,
how can I make you one strong motherfucker?
Just toss me in a pen full of fucking crazy ass animals that can kill me in 2 seconds.
You are gonna be one tough kid, man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're going to be dead. You'd be a piece of meat laying on somebody's floor, laying out of a hyena's mouth.
But you know the cool thing about hyenas? Is they're, like, strong enough in their body.
Yeah.
You can ride them like a horse.
They got a weird build.
They really do.
They really do. Like, you don't think about it, but then you see a hyena and you're like, wow, what are you?
Dude, they're so fucking, they're so fun to just listen to. They're absolutely terrifying in the right circumstances, but they are funny.
You know, I watched a video today of a camel. That motherfucker looked weird. You know, they say like a two-hump camel. I swear that's what this guy was. But it was not two humps. It was like two mountains. Like, it was like...
It was just fucking...
Like a
pointy?
V. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I don't even think I would have been able to sit in between the humps on this camel's back.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to like... Okay, you're talking about like taming versus... What was
domesticating?
Domesticating.
Get with it.
Okay.
Jeez.
I had a lapse. Okay. My bad. So there are really two different kind of animals, right?
No, there's more. There's a lot.
Okay. There's four.
Mammals and reptiles and
amphibians.
What
are you talking about? That is not what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about, like, ones that, like, could coexist or
what
just can't
fish?
Coexist. What are you talking about?
What are fish?
What do you mean, what are
so,
they?
So, like, there's mammals, amphibians. Is it a fish and an amphibian?
No.
Well, then what is it?
Well, it's a fish.
Read.
What?
There's mammals and there's non-mammals.
You...
Isn't a shark a mammal or is that a whale?
Oh my god, I think it's a whale. I think whales are mammals.
Yeah, and dolphins are.
I don't know about that. Don't think...
Reed, I feel like you need to know this shit. Anyways, you were saying?
Why did you read? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, so, space is crazy, isn't it?
Oh, my God. There's
so
two
about
different
the
kind of animals.
There's domesticated and there's non-domesticated.
Okay.
All right, so, domesticated.
Yes.
There is, like, okay, so they don't have necessarily like a gene or like a certain like brain function that makes them domesticated, but comparatively to non-domesticated animals, their brains tend to be smaller, which I thought was interesting.
Domesticated animals' brains are smaller?
Yeah. So if you look at like the dogs,
yep,
they would be smaller than the wolves per relative.
I mean, it makes sense if you ask me. Unless you get, like, a highly trained dog, then I wouldn't see the similarities. But, I mean, just, like, things out in the wild in general, they probably have to always be on their fucking, you know, on edge.
On edge, you know,
and
feasting to survive.
Learning the cues of, you know, who takes care of me when I'm born, when do I leave, what happens then, what do I eat,
what
do I skip, what do I...
They're very instinctual versus
right.
Our domesticated friends are very habitual.
Yeah.
Why you giggle?
It's just a weird word.
It's okay. All right, you know, it's English is different.
Sure.
But the fun fact is, even if you take, let's say, the dogs and you toss them back into the wild,
yes, ma'am,
for years and years and years and generations and generations and generations, like if you go back to dingoes that you were talking about earlier, they don't go back to hunting wildly.
What do you mean?
Dingoes' main source of like food and shit,
mm-hmm,
is centered around the human population still. Like, they go for scraps and stuff like that,
mm-hmm,
versus, like, a hyena goes for a wild zebra or right. something. So it's like very interesting to see that when you change their whole, I guess, brain functionality structure. And structure and whatnot, mm-hmm. they can't like just go back. It doesn't quite work like that. Like, sure, you can get feral dogs and stuff that are just mean and whatever.
Yeah.
But generally, they stick to the human settlements.
Interesting.
I know it.
Yeah. I never would have thunk.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much all of the research that I've done. So, I was, you know, hoping that the hyena men were, like, hunters of, like, gazelles and shit, and they just used hyenas as like attack dogs.
But that'd be wicked.
That they turned
that's
into
totally wicked.
That's not gonna be a button.
You, what is that from?
Is it? No, it's not. It's not meet. Well, not meet the Robinsons.
A few moments later.
You can't push the button if we don't have the answer.
A few moments later.
Do you have the answer yet?
No!
A few moments later.
That's totally wicked! It's fucking Incredibles!
Oh, yeah, it is.
It fucking is!
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You just should have.
Here, let me redo it.
A few moments later.
It's a fucking Incredibles!
Wow. You know, we have a whole bank of other buttons that are related to that one, and you decided to just hit the same one over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. So
that's my new favorite one.
You're so dumb. But yeah, no, I was kind of disappointed. I was really hoping that they weren't going to be some side attraction in the.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with that?
What?
Like, why? Why is, like, why do people just think this is a good idea?
Well, that's how they were.
I'm just saying.
Raised, I guess.
Well, couldn't they just make a different game up? Can't they just get a tetherball on a pole and just play?
This is how they make their money.
That game. Well, they
this
could
is
just
how
rent,
they survive.
Rent the ball.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
They could just sell their potions. They don't need this other shit. You kidding me?
Yeah, it's attractive.
What the fuck is the potion?
The potion? You gotta buy one to know.
Read.
What?
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You don't just go to some medicine man and get a random potion. You go to the medicine man and you say, "What you got for me today?" And he says, "I got this potion for weakness. I got this potion for invisibility. I got this potion for super strength." And then you say, "I want the super strength." And then you pay the medicine man.
Wow. You did that like all in one breath. Oh my God, Kelsey. Some of the shit you're fucking coming up with is crazy. Cause no. The potion's probably just artificially colored water.
I
fucking know.
Honestly was just thinking that
the water's probably got malaria
got some,
in
like,
it.
Like, Ebola. Oh
my God. Like, seriously.
I was just thinking of those, like, test tubes, and they probably just put, like, some glitter, some seashells in
not
there.
Not even edible glitter, just fucking.
No, just regular glitter. Put some fucking styrofoam in there, call
they're
it
just
good.
Sparking edges off of rocks and just filling the test tubes in it.
Watch this shit disappear. Cup of water, styrofoam peanut. Ooh! Magic.
They fucking toss cotton candy in there. Like, wow, you see
oh
that disappear?
I'm a magic medicine man.
Fucking A.
You want my potion?
But no, they're cool people. They're cool people. I'm not hating on them. Now that you made it through the meat of the pod, now let's get to the cast.
AKA bloopers. Wow. What an episode.
Yeah, you got to hear Kelsey play with her fucking soundboard.
You know what? I really am sorry and don't not listen to the next one, but the next one's probably going to be just as bad because, let's face it, the only time I practice is when we're recording, and I you know, who wouldn't want to listen to this over and over again? Not me. I mean, I do. I don't know how to answer that, really. But I want to listen to that over and over again, so that means you probably don't, but you're gonna.
So, let me know in the comments of our either Facebook or Instagram posts.
If you want another episode.
No, if you want me to take the control back from Kelsey because she's causing you headaches.
It won't be this bad forever. I just, you know, it's like when you get a new toy. You just want to play with the toy until you don't want to play the toy anymore at all. So, you know, a few episodes down the line, I probably won't hit any buttons. Maybe one an episode, that'll be it. So and just, you know, wait it out. You'll be fine. You're an adult. Act like it.
If you don't like the volumes, because I don't know if they're all going to sound good because we didn't test this beforehand, I really hope they're good and not either A, blaring your fucking eardrums off your head, or B, too quiet for you to like, what is going on?
We will be looking when we edit this before we drop it. It should be relatively fine.
Yeah, but you hit a lot. And if you think I'm editing this episode, I am not scrolling and editing all of those to fix their fucking individual fucking ones every time. So this is going to be a you editing episode because you pressed too many buttons.
You know what I think about that? And you.
Thanks for listening.
Toodles!
Peace.
Congratulations, you've made it through the end of the podcast. We hope you liked it. Go pour a tall drink.
One for me, too.
Or, you know, if you partake in other things, that too.
Word. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Please follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Spotify. Go to Facebook. Follow us there. Now, like and comment. If you don't like it, please comment. Tell me why you didn't like it.
Also, we want to do viewer episodes this fucking season. So, y'all comment your fucking stories and let us know what you want us to talk about.
DM if you don't want your stories to be foretold in the comment section.
And if you want to remain anonymous, you just message us and nobody gotta know. Okay.
It's gonna be a really long outro.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.